I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 57-year-old guy named Daniel was crossing the street in New Jersey when he got hit by a pickup truck.
Oh, damn, Daniel.
Can we bring that back?
Back at it again with the pickup truck.
He was taken to the hospital and he survived, thank God. But if that wasn't bad enough, though, the cops just gave him a ticket for jaywalking. It turns out Daniel wasn't in the crosswalk when he got hit. So he got a ticket and the guy who hit him isn't facing any charges.
Wow.
I mean, imagine being that guy, though, driving a truck. You ever afraid, like, of hitting somebody? Like, just, like, somebody runs out in front of you,
absolutely,
darts out in front of you?
Absolutely, yes.
Like, I never get people when, especially when you see kids playing in an area or anything, they just haul ass through there. Like, I'm super slow.
I'm very scared of that.
That's my biggest fear. A man flying back home from England, from Iceland, wasn't allowed to board the flight because he was wearing 8 pairs of pants and 10 shirts. The man was broke and needed to fly home, but he couldn't afford the $124 excess luggage charge, and he couldn't fit all his clothing in his stuffed suitcase, so he decided to wear everything he could not pack. But British Airways was not on board with that, and they wouldn't let him board the flight, and actually called security, who ended up pepper spraying the man.
Oh, come on.
He eventually...
You know what? They shouldn't be able to do that. Like, if somebody wants to suffer and wear 100 layers of clothes, then they should be allowed to do it.
Now, I'm a fat guy, and I always feel self-conscious because airplane seats are small in general, but I feel terrible if I spilled over into somebody's seat. What if this guy was spilling over into seat? Because he had 10 pairs of pants, 8
Whoa.
Pairs of pants and 10 shirts.
Wow, how do you even move? How do you not, like, overheat?
What if you have to pee?
Oh, you don't. He probably had a water bottle stuck in there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Something hooked up. Yeah. Well, eventually he caught a Norwegian Air flight to London and got a refund from the other place that British Airways that pepper sprayed him. A Florida man, he called 911. He wanted to report that his wife was a...
Black widow baby!
Well, a black widow spider. I'm saying little now. I can't say widow. Okay, black widow spider. The drunk guy told the dispatcher he wanted his wife to take a mental examination. The man was warned to not call back. But you know what he did, right?
He called back.
He called back reporting, listen, this is not an emergency, but my wife's a black widow spider.
Oh my gosh.
He must have been tripping balls. The guy was arrested and charged with misusing the 911 system. And finally here, two Oregon men, or Oregon, however you say it, were vandalizing a home and they were arrested because one of them left their cell phone behind. The duo covered all the floors and windows with white paint. Cabinets, they were damaged and there were holes left in the drywall. They also intentionally set a fire in a bedroom.
Wow.
Officers, though, found the cell phone, several beer cans, and a plastic Safeway gas station container for a ham and Swiss sandwich.
That is unreal.
When the police checked Safeway security cameras, yep, they found the guys buying beer and the sandwich in question. The police left behind, the phone that was left behind also belonged to one of the guys, so that didn't help. Both men admitted to vandalizing the home, and they were charged with arson, burglary, and criminal mischief.
Not good.
Why would
Not
you want to destroy somebody's place unless they were your ex?
Yeah.
Like, if you hate an ex for sure, like, mess their stuff up.
I get that, but, like, I just can't get over the fact, like, if you're going to steal a house, then you're double-checking your pockets, everything, to make sure you don't leave anything behind.
Yeah, when I commit crimes, what I do is, no, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.